Good evening and welcome on a cold evening. I'm sure you've brought your warm hearts. And together such warmness will be enlightening. Welcome from those that have come from a distance, all the way from Chicago, as well as all of you having ventured out on this cold evening to be another ember on this fire of illumination. The beauty of such a conflagration of consciousness that each and every one embraces as their own identity. I'm reminded of Swami Veda's beautiful meditation on this relationship of a stream of awareness, an illumination of consciousness as the very being, and each of us as that presence, imbued with the life force from our Divine Mother, who has enwombed us in her grace. So I'd like, if I may, play a short segment. Not the 50 minutes, not to worry. But a very short 8 or 10 minute segment of those words that are no longer words, but an experience of a saintly mind who lived his life in such a way that he truly believed that he was a wave in this ocean of life and love. So much so that each of us has felt and continues to feel that presence in a profound way, a very intimate way, an intimate way in which this aliveness is more than just a passing relationship associated with a physical presence, but a mind presence that has no boundary of past or future in terms of our concept of time. No boundary in the sense of this lifetime or previous lifetimes or those future lifetimes to be. For that too is simply a mirage of falsehood called time. Again, bring your mind's awareness to that inner flow, that Shushumna stream, that breath, prana, and light, as the very being that you are.
Endeavor to make your mind joyful and beautiful. Resonating to the floods of the waves upon waves of joy and beauty that touch you, course through you, pass through you at every instant. Remember that your sense of individuation is a myth to be discarded. And that which you have discarded as a myth, and that is the awareness of the totality and unity of the indivisible, undivided, universal consciousness has to become a reality for you. Into your share in the ocean of joy. That emanates from you, the mythical belief that you are a body. Of all thoughts and sentiments, power of will, power of knowledge, power of creativity. Lalita, the tender gentleman, particle of her being, her wave, the wave of fullness, of joy, of bliss, of completeness, of totality, of consciousness, indivisibility, of life force.
Know yourself to be that wave linked with all the other waves. An example of you thinking, I should come to the meditation center, a single mind wave. That the Icha Shakti, the will, carried out by the knowledge and action brought you here, but many other waves from that same single source and force perceive that attraction, perceived that unity. So you are not coming on your own to be here for yourself only. You are coming as a calling, and you arrived as an answer to be acknowledged as part of the ocean. And we will sit together and we will listen together and pray together and meditate. We will eat together and converse together and depart together. Yet where is the separation? For again, when we sit for our meditation, we are together. That togetherness has never been lost. That fullness is always present. So where is there room for this separation? A myth that is to be discovered and dissolved. Discovered in the meditation as a process by which neti neti, I am not that. That attraction, that desire, that attachment, let go. Let go. And for that moment of stillness, where the wholeness begins to ooze into the very crevices of your mind's eye, all the senses feel that rasa, that flavorful, beautiful presence. To be called a peaceful moment in your meditation. That is carried into a few moments when you get up. A few more moments before you get engaged. A few more moments before the habits of the worries arise once again. Yet again, with that inner dialogue, with that mantra, with that sense of unity and wholeness and holiness that is always who you are. You are reminded. You are protected. You are nourished. Moment to moment to moment. And life unfolds. We have begun a new year with many expectations. We've looked to the past and we've found successes that we would like to repeat. And so we come into this new year with a momentum to be positive, to be energetic, to guide our energies in a positive way, a helpful way, a kind and compassionate way. Kindness that begins with ourself in that sense of letting go of the judgments, accepting and forgiving of our own mistakes and misgivings. And carrying that forward into our relationships with others. Our families and friends, our co-workers and colleagues. Yes, a little less of a judging a little less of a verbal reaction to their mistakes. Such a kindness can be contagious. Notice a smile. And with the mind smile, the mouth will form a smile. The eyes will lighten and glisten with that touch of happiness, even if it is for a moment. Again, you have let go. You have let go of the constrictions of an identity, of the habit patterns of a mind that is grooved by the habituated reactions that start many times from the very waking moment. How many carry their phones into the bedroom? How many look at them before even arising from bed? Why not put the feet to the floor and say, "Forgive me, Mother Earth, for touching you with my feet. Let me think of you as I begin my day. You, my kind Mother, as Earth, you have given me all that is nurturing. May I too nurture through kindness in my behavior, in my words, in my actions, in some small way today." If that can be your morning prayer, and a moment of stillness to allow the breath flow as a life force, to reconnect, to re-energize, to go into your battleground and be the Arjuna, guided by the Krishna, who is always present in your conscience. What is the voice of your soul saying to you as you drive, as you sit at your desk, as you converse with others? Are you listening not just to the words that are coming through the active sense of hearing, but through that inner voice of your soul that is reflecting kindness, compassion, love, and peace, and yearning for that within yourself, so as to recognize that in another, that you and I are one, that you and I are the same weave of the fabric of life. We are together being nurtured by the Divine Mother. So these are just beautiful little sentiments to carry as an unfolding of your life as meditation. Yes, you do meditation, but are you the source of that meditation? That witness, that observer, that still point that is truly empty, Neti, neti, not this, not this. Yet that emptiness reflects a fullness. And that fullness is your birthright. In the same way Jesus said, I and the Father are one. You, we all say, I and the Divine Mother are one. She is Tripura Sundari, the beauty of the three universes. The gross, subtle, and subtlest, associated with the personality of the five koshas, measured by pleasant-mindedness. That is the measure of your beauty. A pleasant mind is a beautiful mind. A loving heart is a beautiful persona that will attract and thus allow you the opportunity as a blessing to give and to give more. And a blessing to even give more. Again reflected in the very crucifixion of Jesus, who opened his arms and said, Father, take me. Again realizing that I and the Father are one. So Christ did not suffer. Jesus on the cross suffered. But the Christ Spirit, the Spirit of fullness, oneness, wholeness, happiness, did not deviate, did not allow a separation to cause pain and suffering. So Christ did not suffer. We each must choose to live a life of suffering, pain, and sorrow, or to know that life's events have their colors, their flavors, yet you remain above. Like the lotus on the lotus pond, rooted in the mud, but shining in beauty. As you float on the surface, be that flower of beauty. Be that witness to life. Last week, we were very fortunate to have Pandit Dabral address us through the technology we have. For those of you that were here, did you take a few gems with you that night? 2, 3, 4 little gems of his talk that touched you, that you said, yes, that reminds me, or that has awoken again in me, or that is now my resolve for the coming week. And you applied them. You thought about them, contemplated them, and applied them in your life in some small way. And in that small way, gaining slowly a momentum. Maybe it was in the way he described mantra as your friend, or mantra as your protector, or mantra that is the guru that brings light into your life in some small way. Or many other gems that he shared. The support of the Sangha. How with the Kalyana Mitra, it's such a beautiful relationship in life. That you and your Kalyana Mitra, the friend on the path, share truth together. Share honesty together. Share inspiration together. Or maybe it was simply when he confessed, when Pandit Dabral confessed, people come to him and say, I'm seeing this light, I'm feeling this, this energy is doing that to me. What do you think? He confided in us. Actually, he said, I've been meditating for many decades. Yet I haven't seen anything. I don't feel these things. Such honesty. But at the same time, a recognition that meditation is not in the movements of the energy. It is not in the bright lights that flicker like the neon lights in downtown Minneapolis tonight. Meditation is so subtle. For it is simply stillness and silence. And we all yearn for such an experience. Such bombardment of our senses. Please, can there be stillness? Such engagement, moment to moment. Please, can there be silence in my life? And that prayer can be heard. And that can be realized in your meditation. When you let go and simply be becoming that which you are, that which you are to fulfill in this life as your Dharma. Following those contours of life that your karma creates, to which your free will challenges you and protects you in each moment. Life is beautiful. And each and every one of those waves within this ocean of life, they too are beautiful. The colors that they bring to life in their personalities are simply another of the spectrum of this rasa of Mother Divine playing out her magic, her majesty, and her myth. Not as a mirage of falsehood, but as a spectrum of illumination that we call truth. That one light with many colors, like a rainbow. So do not be dissatisfied, swayed by these currents and cross currents through all the impact, through all the ways in which the senses engage in every waking moment. Draw all those senses back to their source, even for a moment in your busy day. And you will enjoy. You will be in joy. For you will recognize yourself as the source of that joy. Also, I'd like to commend Jim and Michael, who are continuing to support the Sangha, continuing to share such beautiful ways of the teachings that they are sharing with you each Sunday. Some of you are participating, some of you know about them but haven't had the opportunity. Please do make time on that Sunday morning for the gathering, the being, and the enjoying. Though I do not attend, every so often I get a glimpse because Michael leaves his notes on the board. So I actually take out my little something that takes a camera and just takes a picture of it. Because I don't have one of those smartphones yet. I'm not smart enough. So thank you, Michael, Jim. What they've introduced is a mantra that's a reminder of what I've been saying tonight, Samya, pleasant-mindedness, Samya, fullness, completeness, Somya. Somya tararshesha somnya pyasvate sundari para paranam parama tomeva parameshwari tare tutare tare swaha tara, divine mother, tare, you, O divine mother, may I open my heart and be yours. May I open my mind to your presence and beauty. Is there any way, other way that peace can be discovered other than in the very essence of your being? In the very presence of wholeness and holiness of your soul. Somnya, that mantra reminds you, psst, Such a beautiful mantra. Such a source of beauty for your mind. Mantra. Mantrayate. That which protects your mind. It embraces, protects, holds your mind in that consciousness. Just as a fetus in the womb is being nurtured, your mind continues to be nurtured if you connect it through that mantric umbilical cord. But you say, well, each of us have different mantras. Yes, for each of us have also separate minds, yet within the formation of the mind field of energy, there is a commonality and a unity, and that universal mind field is mothers to nurture. That's why we say, O Divine Mother, Being of Light, Hirinagarbha Taradham Shesha Vyasa Dimadhyama, from the very lineage that has taught us, shaped us, encouraged us, carried us, through Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras as our lineage, carried forth in the saintly beings that we too have experienced in life, through Gurudev, through Swami Ved, Somnya. That mantra and your personal mantra are there to protect you, guide you. Learn to love your mantra. Learn to love yourself. And be that fullness of love as the identity that you carry as yourself. I apologize that my time with you is short, but I have managed to shovel 5 times so far. And and get the wash done today and the beds made for the guests tonight and a little cleaning, so we're all working together. But the center is here, your home, it's warm. Don't you appreciate the way in which new windows and new carpet and new insulation have all made it a cozy place now? And we'll continue. We'll continue now with the phase 2, with that side of the building, that little bathroom and office, the dining room you'll see tonight has a new look. And then we're going to tap into David and Gretchen's minefield to design our kitchen. So by the end of the year, that too will be in our sights. Upstairs, maybe another year or two. The basement, maybe another 5 years or so away. But we have plans, so not to worry. We're continuing the entire building as dedicated to our 50th year anniversary in a couple years. We want to really do it right. So along with the transformation of our own minds, our own hearts, we are transforming this mother called the Meditation Center Building. Maybe some of you have either observations or comments or questions tonight. Hello, Patty.
Maybe question, comment, flotation tanks in the basement?
I thought it was happening actually last week when we had that snowfall, and then it all of a sudden became 45, and I was mopping up the water in the archives room downstairs frantically because it was coming in through the foundation. So that too needs to be addressed, definitely. But I wasn't quite ready to float in it. I was just mopping it up as fast as I could.
Well, with flotation tanks, proper drainage would be good for the showers that would need to be nearby. Swami Rama apparently liked to float in horses' flotation tanks.
So. Yeah. And Swami Jayadeva kept it as a meditative experience for many years.
But yeah, okay. Did you get a chance with Pandit Brawl's message or conversation last week recorded with this guy?
Yeah, we recorded it, and I'll talk to Phyllis to put it up on the on our website for you. There was some difficulty in the quality of the voice, let's say, but I think if someone would like to actually volunteer to transcribe it, it would really be a beautiful service for the community. But we'll await that. Someone can let Phyllis know, and I'll ask her to put the audio up at least for those that weren't able to attend. Other comments? Jim, anything to share with the group tonight?
Just nice to have you here. And I'll be a humble replacement next week when I share a talk on humility, by its own, even the title is a kind of an oxymoron. Who's going to speak on humility? Okay, so it's fraught with danger.
No, knowing Jim, he'll do an excellent job. Close your ears. He's one of the most humblest persons I've ever met. So no doubt he has lots to share. Okay, now open them. John, anything to share? John Wilson, the original of all of us here at the center, so he too has much to share. At times he reads some of the poetry that he creates, so please continue in that way, encouraging others to write their words. Sometimes even your meditation diaries really become almost like poems in such a way that the words just seem to flow from that deep source that you touched in your meditation. So I know Claudia too has written many beautiful things following her meditations and her contemplations. So continue among yourselves to share, especially on Thursdays. Let it be a community gathering, a community support, a reminder of the Kalyana Mitra relationship that we all share. Michael, anything to share with the group?
The notes that Swami Ratanavan saw on the board pertained to a recording that we listened to last Sunday called Shakambhari. And Shakambhari, the name of that, is the bearer of the greens. The aspect of Mother, Divine Mother, which brings rebirth and renewal and nurturance to a environment or a planet or a society which has gotten very dry. And you can find that transcription of that if you go to the Ahimsa website and go to Shakambhari, and you can read the whole thing. And that particular recording and that particular transcription by Swami Veda was given, I think, 1992, when he was going through a heart operation in Germany. And at that particular time, he never stopped. He never stopped teaching. And so here he is with getting a stent and going through all this thing, and he's teaching the nurses, and he's grabbing a tape recorder and keeping his teachings going, because he said, I teach perforce. In other words, he can't stop his teaching because the influx from the divine guru is going through him, and he couldn't stop if he wanted to. And so that particular, those particular talks are particularly heartrending and beautiful. And what I've appreciated and been inspired by over the last month is just the profundity of the Shakambhari talk and how it relates to people personally and how it relates to society, because everything that's taking place has the physical dimension, it has a subtle dimension, it has a spiritual dimension, which he talks about in terms of Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivaka, Adi Atyatmaka. And so every little thing that you do, even every time you say your mantra, you are bringing heaven down to earth and helping to make this planet a little greener and more beautiful. You're bringing that Tripura Sundari, the beauty of the three worlds, every time that there's a remembrance of your connection and your essential nature. So I'm going to put Shakambhari, the name on the board, and you can just go to the Ahimsa website. That is a treasure trove. In India, I think it's one of the great treasure troves of the world right now in terms of being able to tap into volumes and volumes of Swami Veda's teaching that are there, and links, you know, to his talks and links to YouTube presentations and links to other centers. And links to all sorts of things that are, all sorts of wonderful things that are happening all over the world. So I'll put that name on the board, Shakambhari, so you'll be able to see it. And then I'll also put my personal email there, because there is a lot of other material connected with Shakambhari in terms of that, in terms of connecting with other things Swami Veda has given on Saumya Mantra. And the Saumya Mantra, Saumya, Saumya, Tarashesha, Saumya, Dhyastvati, Sundari, Para, Paranam, Paramat, Vameva, Parameshwari, is the softness and loving, nurturing, compassionate quality And you can hear it in the very, very sound of that mantra. And we're blessed, you know, we're blessed to have that teachings and those practices, you know, that we can use to bring heaven down to earth.
Thank you, Michael. And again, a reminder that this Sunday you can balance your Super Bowl samskaras with your morning bringing down heaven for a little time at least.
A quick question, Michael. With Saumya, the Saumya mantra, is that the same Saumya in, as in with the Aim Clean Saumya, that Saumya? Is that the same?
No.
Word?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, this is different. And if you go to the Meditation Center website, I think you'll get a, or if you email me, I can give you a handout that where this mantra, along with the Tara mantra, Tare tu Tare, you know, that one, along with it, and this is the mantra that was given to us by Swami Vritava to use here. There's other forms of that mantra that Swami Veda gave a long time ago that have Bija mantras, Shreem Stream, but we're not using those right now.
But most many of you are using the mantras, though, that I had started last year with the, or the previous year with the Bala mantra. The bijas, the three bijas. So continue with that. Continue with the 27th verse. Again, it's so beautiful when you simply contemplate it, though the mantra itself is so powerful in its vibratory quality of those words. But to contemplate and think of it in English, O Supreme Divine Mother, whatever action of mine, may it be intended for and dedicated to your worship. Even if that is just your first waking moment intention for your day, then it goes on, Japo Jalpa. May my speech become recitation of your name as prayer. May all my actions become gestures of your worship. May all my movements become a circumambulation around your form. May all my food, drink, become offerings to you as oblations into the divine fire. May all my resting and sleep become prostrations to you, O Mother. May all my worldly pleasures and enjoyments be transformed into acts of devotion to you. This is the essence of the 27th verse that we've been carrying on for now another 6 months. When I come back at the summer sometime, we have one more element to add to that, well, to substitute, let's say, for that. So for now, keep the Bala mantra, keep the 27th verse as the Sandari Lahari verse in your daily prayer, and then when I come back later in the year, we'll make the final adjustment. That too will lead into the Saumya mantra that will be prevalent worldwide starting next year. We will all gather from around the globe in Rishikesh in 2019 at the end of February, beginning of March for our Global Sangha, and that will be the mantra for the Global Sangha for the next few years. I invite you all to Rishikesh. You know, it's 50 years since the Beatles were there, so I think it's about time that you made your plans. I'll even show you the Beatles, the Maharishi's ashram there if you want to get a sense of the Beatles, what they saw back then.
Bring your guitar.
Yeah. But a lot is happening in Rishikesh. We continue to have, at any given time, at least 10 to 15 different countries represented in our international student population coming through the ashram. As diverse as Iran and Egypt, Saudi Arabia. So we have students from all over, all parts, and all religions. So it's not influenced by any context of even a religious dogma. So please do consider possibly a future, whether it's, well, now it's a bit late, but in March we are celebrating Swami Veda's culmination of his 5-year vow. Before he passed, he had taken his 5-year silence vow. So a number of us have taken up the practice in some small way, and then we'll complete with a full 7-day Mona practice, silence practice, with the Havan then to complete the 5-year vow. So that's coming up in March. Many programs throughout the year. Then once again in October, sometime October's more of an opportunity, let's say. So please do come. I hear Chaitanya is going to organize a trip for all of you in October or November, so...
Is that the first you've heard of this?
No,
she's very experienced in this now, so we'll even show you a few of the shrines and the holy places, as well as some time at the ashram to deepen your practice. Anything else? Like I said, the socializing, the meal tonight is one to enjoy. So again, let us bring our minds back to that point. That inner point, that outer point, merging as to a single stream that flows from that infinite source. Flows as the very life force and consciousness. Flows as Sat Chit Ananda. Flows as the prana stream enlivening through the breath rhythms now felt as you breathe. That single flow, that unifying force in the form of your personal mantra, reverberating and illuminating in your mind field of consciousness. And listen to the silence. Become that stillness. Resting in that wholeness and holiness. And now let there arise that vibration in the cosmic form, the syllable, the mantra Om that we recite together 3 times. The 3 worlds of our mother. May she bless us. Om Shanti. May peace fill your hearts.